Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Friday and another version of Uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemens, the host of the Coming Out Lounge, and I'm the Coming Out Coach. And as you know, we've started doing these uncloseted riffs and rants every Friday, little short shows of me just talking about something that strikes me. So something that struck me this week. I was sitting here in my office doing my work, getting things done, and my spouse, my husband, the love of my life, texts me to ask me a question about, do we have any HDMI cords? And of course, in a typical spouse way, I said, what do you mean? What is a fucking HDMI cord? But because I have beautiful Google and everything else, I Googled real quick and saw, oh, I see what that is. Let me go look. So out to the garage I trudged. I knew we had a bin of cords, kind of like that drawer in your house that everything goes into. Well, we have one of those big plastic bins, you know, those things you can buy at Target, Home Depot, wherever. And we have one filled completely to the rim with cords. Cords from every electronic device I think we have ever owned in the 16 years that we've been together. I opened the box and I looked inside and I was like, oh my God, there were just cords everywhere. As I started to dig into it, I started to get a little bit frustrated, A, because I had stuff I was supposed to be doing and I wanted to be a really supportive spouse. But I thought, you know what? I'm learning a lesson right now. That lesson that I was learning is untangle the cords. Untangle the cords, not only in the box, but in my life. And as we go through the uncloseting experience, whatever you're trying to uncloset yourself from, it's about living an uncloseted life. And part of uncloseting is untangling the cords that bind you up and keep you from doing anything, the cords that get in the way, or the cords that you think, well, I got to keep this cord attached because this ties me to this thing or this person or this way of being in the world. The truth is, you don't have to keep the cords all tangled up. You know, there's a beautiful practice in meditation and actually in some Buddhism practices and other spiritual practices of going out and pulling weeds and doing this as a kind of meditative practice. Now you're probably going, okay, Rick's lost his, you know, he's totally lost his rocker. He's going off on a tangent. No. Let me tell you what I'm thinking here. As I started to get more and more frustrated trying to dig through these cords to find an HDMI cord for my sweetie pie, I realized I needed to untangle these cords because it would cause me to experience greater happiness the next time I decided I needed to look for a cord. Maybe one of my girls needs a cord for something. My husband needs a cord for something. And so I grabbed some rubber bands, I grabbed some electrical zip ties, you know, those little cable ties that you can get that kind of, you put them around, you put the thing through the hole, which sometimes can be a little bit challenging, and then you pull it in and tightens it around. And I started to untangle the cords and to organize the cords of my life. Yes, that box was representative of some cords in my life. Now, this whole process only took me about 10-15 minutes. But as I was doing it, I realized how therapeutic it was because I've been kind of going through some closet and stuff myself this week, coming out of some closets and really diving into, okay, do I really want to be this person? How do I want to show up in the world? Is this who I'm meant to be? Yada, yada, yada. And I found this exercise of untangling the cords, getting them all straightened out, wrapping them up, putting some of them in, you know, rubber bands, putting others of them with zip ties around them, and then really beautifully packing them back in the box made me feel very, very settled and at peace, which ironically helped me calm down from something that had happened this morning. So why am I sharing this with you? Because sometimes I think we forget to untangle the cords of our lives. We keep throwing the cords of our lives in boxes and bins, and then one day we open the box and the bin, and everything is one big tangled mess. But regardless of what we do, we can either keep throwing things in the bin, the box, whatever you want to do it, even the trash bags, however you store the tangled webs and cords of your life. and then one day open them up to go, everything is a mess. Or as we start to put things away or organize our life, we take the time to grab the proverbial rubber band of our life, the proverbial cable cord, whatever we want to do to keep things organized. And when we do that, we save ourselves frustration, anger, whatever it might be, because we've taken the moment in the moment to go, how could I better be putting this into my life in a more organized way that won't cause me future frustration? So much of the uncloseted way of being is learning to tap into those things that keep you in closets. And my philosophy is sometimes it's the tangled cords of life that we continue to hang on to that keep us closeted. And with that, I'm going to leave you with that lesson and that metaphor and that little vision. Now, I don't want everybody to just run out and start grabbing cords and organizing them. But what I really want to do is encourage you to look at the cords and the tangles in your life and ask yourself, how can you straighten them out, rubber band them together, or even get rid of some of those cords, which is exactly what I did as I was going through that bin. I got rid of some of them, put them in a box to go take to an electronic recycling space. And so that's what I want to leave you with. How do you untangle the cords of your life? That's it. That's all there is for this version of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll catch up with you very shortly, just a few days, with another version of The Coming Out Lounge. Can't wait to see you then. Take care. I'm Rick Clemens, The Coming Out Coach, and thanks for listening. Have a great week.